Welcome to Holistically Healthy You, a podcast designed around a holistic lifestyle for those wanting to change their mindset, detox, declutter, and build a beautiful, healthy life. I am your host, Jennifer Michelle, a holistic wellness coach, personal trainer, licensed massage therapist, essential oil and crystal healer, and I am obsessed with helping women get past the blocks and learn self-care and self-love and live the best life they can. Good afternoon, everybody. So our podcast, Holistically Healthy You, is about living a holistic lifestyle. And again, that can be eating healthy, exercising, what you're putting on your body, what you're cleaning with, how you're detoxing, decluttering, your mindset. I mean, there are so many things to living a holistic lifestyle. Today, this podcast is about my journey on how I came to live a holistic lifestyle. So let's get started. So I had always wanted to help and be a holistic healer since I was little. I've always been really interested in essential oils and crystals and rocks and massage and nature. I could live outside. I love, love, love nature. I rarely wear shoes. I love the grounding that the earth gives me. So I'm all about nature. I'm all about holistic care. And when I was little, I always had migraines and I was quite tired. I took a lot of naps. And to be honest, I always wanted to figure out, you know, what had caused these migraines. Why did I get them all the time? How can I get rid of them without taking all these medications? And I never took medications. I dealt with them. I'd go to sleep until I was an adult. And then I got on a migraine pill. And then I realized that migraine pill basically made me go to sleep. So I could either have the migraine and feel like absolute crap, or I could take the pill and feel better, but feel all stoned and want to go to sleep. So it wasn't a win-win. And I slowly weaned myself off. I mean, I just stopped getting the pills for my migraines and I found other ways to deal with them. Whether it be through exercise, through essential oils, through massage, I found other ways to deal with them. Eventually, I did find a way to really deal with them and really kind of get rid of them. And it was when I became a massage therapist. That's when I discovered that my headaches were coming from tension. And I learned what muscles were causing them. So now they're really under control. Also, I changed my eating. That helped drastically as well. By not eating the sugar and the carbs, I don't get the headaches. It really, really helps with them. So anyway, like I said, I've always been into oils and crystals. And when I went to the chiropractor, I was 18, and I had gotten into a car accident. And I was so amazed at the work that she did. And then I had had a massage therapist work on me as well. And I couldn't believe how much better I felt. So I really started digging deep into holistic care at that time. And another person who really got me into holistic care was my grandmother. She lived in Texas. And honestly, she did so many, like, I don't know what you'd call them, like medicine man things. So it was awesome. She used a lot of coconut oil and apple cider vinegar and garlic and just all these different things. And I did the same with my kids. And I thought that was really cool. So I had my kids. Age 19, I had my, or just turned 20 when I had my daughter. And, you know, I really tried to be as holistic as I could and really take care of them as well as I could. I breastfed because I didn't really want to put, I did a little bit of formula, but at that time I didn't know formula had so much crap in it. I didn't realize I had all this soy milk, which soy then messes with the hormones. And then right away we're giving them GMO stuff. So the second one, she got breast milk. But so what I'm getting at is, though, I tried to, at that time, raise my kids as holistically as I can, but I didn't know that much. And most people don't. So this was my journey, my beginning. I gave them granola bars every day in the beginning of their growing up, you know, once they were a little older and could chew, but because I didn't realize that what I was feeding them was absolute crap. So So then I started working at a business called PSP, and it was a salon products place. And at that time, I had learned about products and what was in them. And I learned, like, with baby products, like Johnson & Johnson, and then you put these products on, and it doesn't burn their eyes. Well, it's not that it's not burning their eyes. There's numbing agents in these shampoos, which just kills me. Numbing agents. So it is burning their eyes. They just can't feel it. It's the same stuff that the dentists use. So I started wondering, like, holy crap, what is in these products? I read some books on the endocrine system and about all these products, and I realized there's a bunch of junk. There's a bunch of chemicals in our products, and it's causing major disease and just major problems. So that's when I started to look at what I was really putting on my skin, in my hair, and I started making my own products. Then I opened a childcare. When I opened my childcare, I learned a lot about the food pyramid. Well, number one, I had to feed these kids certain things. It was my job. And when my food lady came, I was dumbfounded at the list of things she gave me that were okay to use. Like, if you buy from this company, you can put it on as a vegetable. You can put this one on as the carbohydrate or as the starch. And you can put this one on as the protein. And I was dumbfounded because it was crap food. So because this lobbyist pays this to the government, they get their name on the list of the food that's okay to feed to these kids in schools and daycares. That's a bunch of crap. So obviously I didn't follow it. I gave them their proteins and their starches and their vegetables and their fruits, but they were all healthy and they were all, I pretty much would make my food. I didn't buy store-bought crap. I didn't buy chicken nuggets. I didn't feed the kids a bunch of crap because I thought, well, if they're not getting fed super well at home, because a lot of people are eating TV dinners and not feeding their kids vegetables, at least I could feed them well. And you know what? Most of these kids eat vegetables now. They wouldn't have if I wouldn't have fed it to them. So I learned a lot about our food pyramid and the American diet and how crummy it is. And that led me to kind of my going into thinking about what I was feeding my children, you know. And I also at that time became a personal trainer and then again learned so much more about our food and macronutrients and micronutrients and all the extra junk in our food and what it causes to our hormones, which causes with weight gain and depression and stress and just all these things. And I had kid number two and I got gestational diabetes. So what was really funny about it wasn't funny, I got it, but it was really interesting what they had me do. They had me eat real food. Like, okay, you can have meat and you can have eggs and you can have vegetables. They said don't have a lot of root vegetables and don't have a ton of fruit. You can have like berries and cantaloupe and the fruit that's lower carb. And then you can have, don't have any of the carb, a lot of the carbohydrates. Try to cut out, you know, any processed starchy stuff. If you do not, they said your sugar will skyrocket and you will get put on insulin. So I had to take my blood after every meal. And it went into this little computer, so they knew if I was cheating, and I had to keep my blood at a steady level. And you know what? I did it. I did it through food. I didn't have to take insulin. I didn't want to give myself shots, so I did it through food. And I think, like, how many people get diabetes type 2 and can heal themselves through food? But instead, they keep eating the carbohydrates and the processed food and the sugar and the junk, and then they have to get put on medicine. So again, my holistic way of living. I realize that it is rampant in my family, diabetes, and that I don't want it. So I am taking a stance now, and I do low carb, and I try to do unprocessed foods because I just don't want it. Plus, it makes me feel so much better. You know, disease lives on sugar. It does. Think about yeast. You add sugar to the wheat or to the hops. You add sugar, you add yeast, and you make alcohol. Everything lives on sugar. So if you cut off that food, the disease isn't going to live. Then another area that really brought me to my holistic journey was we bought a farm and met a lot of people. There was a place down the road. It was a school called Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. And they were a school and they taught people how to farm organically and biodynamically. And I went to tons of their classes and I met all these friends and we had so much fun. And I did a CSA and I had, you know, the friends, they taught me how to do the CSA and we would go into the woods and have bonfires and, you know, some of them had flower farms, other ones did jewelry, other ones owned pharmacies, other ones did vegetable gardens or raised animals. I mean, it was amazing. I had friends that raised goats and made milk and cheese. I mean, it was awesome. During that time, I tried becoming an organic farmer, and I was shocked what you have to go through to become an organic farmer. Wasn't really shocked at the time you need to spend there to make sure the land is not full of chemicals. I got that. What I was shocked about was that I had to pay the government to become an organic farmer, and then I had to pay them a percentage of my earnings to keep that label. When they will pay, now get this, they will pay someone who has corn and soybean and plants it with genetically modified corn and soybean, the government will pay them per acre to plant that. But I had to pay the government to have my organic farm. So I didn't. I didn't pay them. And I wasn't certified organic. I just followed the organic standards. But it really got me thinking about our food once again and how awful and how, you know, we just don't know what's in our food. So many people think that if it's out there, of course it has to be okay for you. Why would anybody put food out there that's bad for you, that's going to harm us, that's going to cause us disease? Well, money, that's why. It's all about money. So anyway, I got a CSA. I raised heritage breed animals because they were the closest to nature. They were not modified in a way that there's a lot of chickens that are out there. They're called meat birds. And they are done in like 6 to 7 weeks. They basically sit around the feeder and eat. And I learned this the hard way also. But we raised heritage breeds. So they took double, sometimes triple the time to get to their weight. But they were not genetically modified. And they were living their natural, happy life. And I just loved their meat was so much better to me. The reason, obviously, that they changed these birds and these animals to, you know, they genetically modified them was so that they could get bigger faster and they would cost less, you know, so we could have cheaper food. But I had ordered my chickens and I had this one chicken. I ordered, actually, this is when I ordered egg layers. I had one chicken that was really weird and it sat by the feeder and it got so fat. And so I called the company I ordered from and I said, I have a chicken and I just think something's wrong with it. All it does is sit by the feeder and it's huge. And she said, is it white? And I said, yeah. And she said, okay. She said, unfortunately, you're going to have to kill it. And I'm like, what? Can I just leave it? And she said, no, because it will die. It's meant to eat and eat and eat and get big. And then in 7 weeks, you butcher it. And right there, I was like, oh, okay. That's pretty sad. So my aunt came and helped us butcher it, but it just was like a realization of, wow, these animals are going to die if we don't kill them because we do everything to make things easier and faster and cheaper so the big man can make more money. And it was just a big realization. So we always raised heritage breed. Also with heritage breed, they were so much healthier. They could give birth to their babies on their own. They could, you know, forage for food. We obviously fed them, but I mean, they were just so much healthier and their meat was so much leaner. So we did Scottish Highland cattle, we did St. Croix sheep, Tamworth pigs, and then we did all different heritage breed turkeys, chickens, and ducks. And we had amazing food. We also raised heirloom vegetables and heirloom flowers and herbs. And heirlooms are the seeds from long ago that actually you plant it, you take the vegetable, you can save the seeds, and you can replant it next year, and you'll get another plant. Now, that's how seeds are made. God made seeds to be replanted. And there are seeds out there now that you cannot do that with. And they're made to be stronger. They're made to, you know, go on that truck for that long period of time or overseas and not get damaged, this produce. So it has harder skins. It's not as tasty because it's changed. They take them off when they're not even really ripe, and then they spray them with some stuff that makes them turn the color that they want, and then they feed them to us. So we did heirlooms because, so with these plants, let me get to that. With these plants that are changed, these modified plants, you can't replant them. The seeds are not replantable, which right then and there tells me, oh, why would I want to eat that, you know? But honestly, that's what's in our grocery stores a lot of the time. So we did heirlooms because we thought it was so awesome to be able to do those. And the plants are just, the food was beautiful and it was so dang good. It tasted so awesome. So then I started a 30 plus product line. And I told you, you know, that I had started this, decided to make my own products. Well, then I decided I'd like to make them for other people because I thought my products were awesome. So I started this product line and I started looking more and more into different things, shampoos and makeups and men's products and baby products and women products and just all these different things. And I found out how much crap was in them. And that is really how I started to really figuring out what we're putting on our body. And now we have just this small amount of items that we put on our body. And honestly, if I use something that has a fragrance in it, it gives me a headache immediately because my body, it's so detoxed from that stuff that when I smell it or use it, headache immediately. All right. So then, one funny thing though, on the farm, I gained 40 pounds. You think you're on this farm and you should be losing all this weight by doing all this work. But there was a lot of stress, and honestly, I was drinking a lot of beer and eating a lot of homemade bread, and there was a lot of stress. So then I went to massage school, okay, and took some holistic classes, and that, again, that just, I did really good in those classes because I already was raising my family very holistically, but it really taught me even more. That really opened up my journey even farther to like homeopathic and Ayurvedic, all these different things that I didn't know about, and breathing and meditating and, again, things we put in our body and bulletproof coffee. And I just learned all these wonderful things in school. And I opened up, when I was done with school, I opened up a spa. And, you know, we were going and going and going and just living our life. And one day my daughter came home from school and she said, I'm not eating sugar anymore. And I said, well, we don't really eat a lot of sugar. And she said, Mom, there's sugar in everything and I'm not eating it. I watched a documentary today called Fed Up and I'm done eating it. And I was like, okay, well, I was going on a lower carb diet anyway, because I knew that I really had to get my sugar under check. But when she showed me the list of sugar, and then she would go through everything in our fridge and everything we put in our shopping cart, and she would say, there's sugar in here. Look, this is the name of it. And there's sugar in here. Look at this name of it. And I was dumbfounded that sugar's hidden into all our food. I mean, why do we need sugar in milk? It's absurd how much sugar is in so many things. Or high fructose corn syrup. You know what? Our body can't even digest high fructose corn syrup. It doesn't even know how. So why are we ingesting it? Just, it's crazy. So after that, I went into keto. I thought, I'm going to do ketosis. I am going to really focus on not eating sugar and see what happens. Well, you know what happened? Headaches totally went away. Unless I have so much tension from a really hard day of massage. But they went away because my inflammation went away. All my swelling went away. I lost 27 pounds in 4 pant sizes. I have so much more energy. I used to nap during the day. I always went to bed early. Like, I don't do that. My husband would go to work and then I would go back to sleep. I don't do that anymore. I have so much energy. It's crazy. And I mean, I just feel, I got my life back again. My mindset, I'm so focused. Sometimes I'm too focused or I'm doing like a million things, but it's really changed me. So this is where I am today. And I obviously, I'm probably not 100% perfect at a holistic lifestyle. There are things I do once in a while. I have aspartame. I don't mean to. I try to drink everything, you know, with stevia. And all of our products that we clean with are natural. All of our products that we put on our body are natural. We try to eat mostly stuff that's organic, cage-free. We try to not eat processed food. We don't go out to eat a ton, and we go out to eat, we try to go out to really nice, great, sustainable, you know, farm-to-table restaurants. So I try my best. I use essential oils. I use crystals. I smudge my house. I exercise. I live a keto lifestyle. I meditate. I have. I'm really trying to have a good mindset. I get enough sleep at night. When I'm sick or my kids are sick, we get out the apple cider vinegar, the kombucha. We get out the garlic. We get out the honey. We try to fight it. We get out some extra zinc and vitamin C, drink a lot of water. We are going to try and fight this. I also fascia blast, do infrared saunas and wraps, get massage. So there's so many things you can do to live a holistic lifestyle. But that is my journey, and that is what I do now. And, you know, my family is really healthy, and I really think me raising them this way has been awesome because they're not sick. They're hardly ever sick, and I'm hardly ever sick. So getting those toxins out of your body can do so much for you and really change you. I mean, when I finally stopped eating all the sugar and all the toxins completely, for the most part, because I didn't realize how much was just hidden, and I was only eating a little bit and like little things like condiments or, you know, just little things here and there. But when I finally was like done completely, that I mean, I felt so much better. My headaches went away. All my swelling went away. And let me tell you, if my husband makes something with MSG in it or sulfites or something like that, I swell up. I just swell from the toxins. So that is my journey. And I will be talking about other people's journeys. And we will be sharing different ideas throughout this podcast and really digging deep into each different category of living a holistic lifestyle. So I really hope you enjoyed this today. Thanks so much for listening. If you love this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of them. And I would love for you to leave us a review or give me a 5 stars. For more info on this, visit us online on Facebook or Instagram. All my links are in the show notes. You can also join our Facebook group for daily info, tips, and support. Remember, you design the life you live.